We are in Simon Shinalev, in the middle of the Gemara, Sif Yud Aleph. Ve'im ha-mavteyach shel nechashes l'balzel. We were learning till now, a person had a silver key, and he was wearing it as a tachshit. He was really wearing it as a tachshit, for the main purpose he was wearing it as a shame tachshit. So we have 2 days that is permissible to wear this silver key. But the Gemara continues, Ve'im ha-mavteyach shel nechashes u'balzel. Let's go to the Gemara in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. If this key is made out of metal, afilu mechubo v'kavua b'chagayra, afilu it is attached in part of a belt, also v'yesh shekosvu shenoygim bozeh lahafel. And others say that if the key is attached to the belt, this is permissible. So let us first see the Mishnah Brura. Bozeh sivkot memhei. The Mishnah Brura sivkot memhei. Bozeh lahafel. V'davke shehu mechubo v'kavua v'roish hachadar, that this is attached to the head of the belt, v'osri ka'im zenko. Now here he means that the belt has a buckle, and there's like a tongue that sticks into the holes of the belt. And he took out this tongue and he put a key there. And now the belt is functioning with the key. It's that's what goes into the hole. And that is what is holding the belts together. So, if that is the case, what the Mishnah Brura is speaking about, can keres oimash on the kohen shpunkis lachir boys. Because the key is an intrinsic chalik of the buckle, and the belt is being held together through the key. The art of rinov. Then we will say, this is the second day in the Gemara, and we pass it like this. Kiven shachagoyro mudvik befalzo shalamachteyach. The belt is attached to the key. Vein kechaticha achas. It's like, yeah, this is a part of the belt. This is a part of the buckle of the belt. Av al pi shahabaldo otri gamke kein mavteyach linoboy. Now this tongue of the buckle also is the key, and it can also be used to lock doors and open doors. So this key becomes bottle to the belt, and it's part of the belt, and this is mutter. This is what the Gemara was matzah. Abel, shekeveya umechabroi beemta hachagoyra. But what is if he attaches the key to the middle of the belt, the gears attached to the middle of the belt, dangling from the belt, attached to the belt, but it is not used as a chelik of the belt, it's attached to the belt. Because Kibamed the Toli Hak Bekesha Shel Kayomet, or it is tied to the belt. He took a string, he made a knot with it, and now it's tied to the belt, and the key is dangling from his belt. So, also, so this is also the Ein Hamapteya Bottle Legabi Ha'ezel. Then the key does not become bottle, it doesn't become a chelik of the belt. Then Shaykh Laser Klal is no shaykhis to the belt. Malkei, therefore, Oysan Ha'anoshim, those people, Kemoirin La'atmon Heta, they're Moira Heta to themselves, Losseis Bishavis, that they carry the key on Shabbos. Machmas Chetzoli Amavseyach Bebalzol HaKavua Pachatoyres, because it is attached to the Balzol, but it is not, that means it's attached to the Pachol. This is a mistake. They are carrying on Shabbos. This is part of the puzzle. The old bottle, the Gabriach Goyres, then it is bottled to the belt because it becomes an intrinsic chelik of the belt. Then it is mutter. That is what the Gemara says, V'yesha kosmu shenoyakim bozeh lahater. If it's mechuban kapua to the belt, that is what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant that it became part of the belt, and it is being used to attach the two chalokim of the belt, then this is permissible, because this is a belt which has another use also. The imam abseyahu shel keter, if he has a silver key, and this is like a tachshit, the middle of the belt is dangling. After bazeh einay guf echodi machadoyeb, mikol mokim yesh patirin mitzad shu tachshit, v'yesh oislein ochenal besif yud alf. So this is the heter, if it becomes part of the buckle, or in Erech Shabbos, they bring down other eifanim that the key is used, the length, let's say they have band with clips and keys, and the key is used to lengthen the length of the band, in order to be able to be used as a belt. So that means if there is a use of the key, I need the key to lengthen the belt, and that is why I can wear it. So then this is mutter. But if the key is not serving any function, what I'm doing now, I can do without the key. I'm making a pole, let's say, to attach the two sides of the belt. they're making the ball over the keeper Sekimi, that way it's not contributing anything to the security of the bells or the tightness of the bells. I'm making the ball over the key, but the key is not contributing anything. So they bring down the Reb Shlomo Zalman that this is also. The only answer of the key is if the key is contributing. Now, here he brings down in Dirshua Shailas, a person who's on a solen. And he has a type of a radio or a telephone, and they want to, they make it in such a way that it will be used as a buckle for a belt. It was attached to the belt, that this will be the buckle. So here, Reb Shlomo Zalman has it. Because Reb Shlomo Zalman says, buy a key, the whole masui is the key, and the key is being used to attach the two corners of the belt. So the key is not part of the belt. But he says this telephone, even though the outer surface of the telephone is being used as a clip to attach both sides of the belt. But there's a battery there also. The battery has no use whatsoever. And the battery has a chashini. So he says, also this answer, you can't be saying about this answer, because here a chalik of this radio or telephone is not used at all as a chalik of the belt. Unless this person is a doctor and is a shash of shakonech, he has to be uncalled. So that's then we have an answer of pikuach nefesh. That's the answer. But to use it as a belt, he doesn't hold of this. And then he brings a tshuva from Rav Moshe, a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe was matter without all these reglas to have the telephones or whatever, what our solar member has. And Rav Moshe says the reason is it's a pachshit. Person who's a columnist, a chashidic. The Rav Moshe wants to be matter. He wants to be matter of that. Go on pachshit. And in Lechayla we hear the same story by Lechayla the pachshit is by Chayla. But also, he is a ring. He steals letters. He's not just go and lick the envelope. Because he puts a seal on his letter. That is a hashiva. So the notary public or whatever he is, it's all upon him. So that's what the Moshe is mitzvah to say. Now let's go a little further in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about that later, not tonight. Now, he's talking about, the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about a pocket watch. That's what Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. And as we'll progress, we'll speak about a wristwatch. But the while, we have to appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. They said, to wear a pocket watch, the God of Chutzlaik, also the Kuli Alme, this is Vicha also, Shem Shai Chalzeh Shem Tashi, that's called the Tashi, Kibin Sheinei Maitiye Derech Malbish, not a Malbish, not a Tashi, he's not wearing it, he's putting it in his pocket, and so it's not considered a Tashi. Well, he talked about that too. And it's hanging from his neck. He's talking about better. No. The chain, but the watch. The chain is not, the chain is, could be the attached, but the watch is not attached. We'll talk about that. Beloved the major shows the God of Islam also look alone as in Chaikhov as in Kashit, even Jane the Maldish, by my dear Lashus Arabim Kayev Hatto. Va Pilu Imune Huga Levit Azov, Shenoise Al Sabore, he jumps already, not in his pocket anymore. He's wearing a golden chain, and on the chain he has a watch. Dam kein is a gummel. Da meure shoy yesloy chesivet bechtei atmoy. Da ein a ipotzol legabe revit. That means even though the chain is beautiful, but the watch is its own chesivet, not like we learned yesterday. A person is carrying on his neck a chain with a silver eye case. A case with glasses, which is beautiful, but the glasses inside do not become bottle to the glass case, nitamasi. Now, let us just see the Bir Alochim. Bir Alochim. The Dibra Maschel Bozel Lahater. We'll skip a little bit around, but we'll just see a few of the assignments when he said. Balzman is here to buy the choice chutz leire b'say chakis. To carry a pocket wax in his pockets. I am a Mishnah Blue, the Poshit Yosef, me pay it to Bechutcha, then Shayich, Shein, Tashit, Petomon, Bekisai. If it's in his pockets, it's not called a Tash. Yeah. Now let's jump to brackets. Vafilu im yuzel is loishof is shalshelet al tavoy. He's going to hang it on a chain around his neck. Vishayiya ha-moyri shoy megula la'ein akil. Everyone sees the watch. Gam kein nire da osa. What is the purpose of the watch? The watch is made for usage. It tells the time. We can call Michel. Why is he wearing the watch? He's wearing the watch. To know what time it is. But let's say it's a golden watch, so he looks nice also, but he's zicha is mechamin to know the time. And the reason that that's one of the main reasons he's wearing the watch, the dismantle is calculus. The einay hoyle, when it doesn't work, ain't that a snay of them lost in place, you don't wear it. So the reason it is worn is to tell the times, so that's called, he's wearing it for a use, for a shimush. The TV say, he only stamish boy. So you'll ask him, you'll give him a questionnaire. Why are you wearing this chain with the watch on this? So, okay. I want to tell the time. I feel about three of the shanks. He has two reasons. The golden watch, and I want to know the time also. Mochach be yoshalmi v'na isha z'yesh b'zachi yabchatmot. The Zahir Chatot, the Zah Lashon, or Yerushalmi Shav, Hoyta Asuya Lekach Olekach. I know, Shatabas Asuya Leshem Choytom, he has a Tabas Sheyesh by Choytom, a Tabas that has a seal on it. It's made as to be used as a seal. Uli Shane Tashi, the Tashi. Hoytia Lachtaimbo. He took it out, Lachtaimbo. Tayyip. I feel the shame pass, but yeah. Right. No, he brings the staff. So therefore, he tells us that this is us. Now, let us talk about a wristwatch. Now, with Davini, the Moshe says as follows, which I don't begin to understand. The Moshe says as follows. Ramesha says that he says a wristwatch is no shaykes with what the Bilalocha was speaking about, because since it's lavush al gufoy, it isn't in lavush. So it's a new parsha. Here he's talking about the chain and the watch on the chain. It's not flavush al gufoy. But a wristwatch that flavush al gufoy. So he says, just like a tapas, sheyesh olel choyim, a tapas that is a silav, av shetashmishayu limalochim. Even though you use this for something, Shasuge Bishabis, I use this to steal things. Mutter. It's mutter. Now you'll ask me, why is this mutter? Now I understood the whole thing. Because he's not wearing it on Shabbos to steal something with this. I see Oyla Tashmishi Karmachatos. He's wearing on Shabbos, that's a tashit. That's how we understood. The tashit, that means he's a person that is goes around with a seal. And the Ramosha says, Jasura Bishabbos, Mutta, the Kivin Shuhu, Al Gufoy Mamish, is Amish, on his goof, who Levisha, the Ainbay Israelito. So, he says, that's the Hesel of a Sabashi Sprechus, even though the Shemush is also the Shabbos. But this is Mamish al Gufoy. Now, I don't understand. In Lachayra here, it is called the Yishalmi. He tia ilachtai boy, so. If he wanted to use it for that purpose, it's not, but all that is about only using it as a tachshit. The loan is a tachshit. I don't understand the guy of a boy. The kids are, Ramayshev, the Vatarsons, the Shloim is Alman, the Mekila. Let's talk about the Mekila. The Mekila Moa Meiko by a wristwatch. I'd just like to say they're lost. Rav Shloim is Alman wants to say also it's a Balbish, the wizards. So he says, Ein Limchai Biyad Misha Meiko Bidov. Someone is Meiko, don't be Meiko. Ramayshe, who was Matar also, he says, Meikara Dinit Mutter, of a loy, le ben toire, dire shemayin, la hachma, shaloy lot this boy. So if a person says, well, I'm not a ben toire, but he says, dire shemayin mota. So I'll go upon him, it falls into one of these two categories, the ben toire, dire shemayin, you should be machta. If he doesn't fall, so then he's another prop, not to watch. He's put to the mashi, yeah. Now, this is the Atir. The Oisrim, so the Chazenish Aser, and the Chut HaShon, Rav Nissen Karelis, him I understand, by the dicks. Rav Nissen Karelis says, a loving as a showing killer bush, can't call it like a malmish, giving shelter, and he says, I'm going to be thinking yourself. We'll have this to say that the next morning, this cashless of a flat give something a shame malbish. Shemalbish ain't a ella dono. Shematorosoi shmiro ala goof. Something that protects the goof has a shame malbish. To protect it from the elements. And we'll see, we read this halacha. A person is wearing a kameya. He's wearing a kameya. So, but the kameya is a kameya shel mumcha, which is merape. So that means he was feeling sick. He got better. He wears the kameya. He feels grounded. So this kameya is called a malvish. But the malvish is a malvish because it does what a malvish does. It's protecting him. It's protecting him from the poor. And God, I just saw the comments, which is more than the Kmegeya, the pumps that the diabetic people use. So the Chut HaShoni, the Rav Nissim Girel speaks about it, and the pump is attached to, and insulin is put in, small amounts of insulin are put into the goop. That means the pump tests the glucose amount of sugar in the body, and it pumps into the insulin to counteract the sugar. He said this is a malvish because the status of a malvish is it's protecting him. So Alefui is also called a malvish, but he says over here, Avala Shoin Einay Mishamish Leguf Klaus. It's not doing anything for his group. Ela Shanoishim Oisir Alazu Neshuchali Sakufoy. I'm wearing it. It's doing something for me. I should know the size. So instead of holding the watch in front of my nose the whole time, I put it on my hands and now I can see the size. No, this name is Shadow. That's why you're wearing it. That's why you're wearing it. No, kind of. That is to be the ikedach. No, that is to be the ikedachless of the levish. No. Okay. That's a good question. Exactly what why Tzul is called a malvish. We hear that Shabbos a lot of times. Tzul is called a malvish. The Gemara says it's called a malvish. Why? Maybe it protects from other things. Maybe it does. Maybe it does. Like a kameya or something. I don't know. Why is the malvish? I don't know. Agabuche, Nabyanke writes the name of Suyaki, Ms. Paolo. If someone asks him, you'll have to wear a wristwatch, I hold you're not allowed to. Well, if a person is wearing a wristwatch, also, criticize the people. He says over there with someone that he didn't give an aliyah to someone who wore a wristwatch, because the bibnei, the Tropotka of Shishina was Mata. He was the Talmud of it. He held first when he saw, sir. I can only relate the Maita. I was once by a Kiddush in someone's house, and the Rosh Hashina was there, Rabbi Yankiv was there. And I see he's wearing a wristwatch. I went over to him. I asked the Rosh Hashina host, you're allowed to wear a wristwatch? He says, no. So he says, but he's a goddess. And he didn't take it off. He was saying, and his Rosh Hashina. And the Rosh Hashina, the Kaponim, it was a mighty house. But the Kaponim, by women, there's Chiluki Day, if a woman wears it, does get it all the time because the gold and the diamonds and whatever it is that's surrounding it, the chilukei dayos by a woman, if it is a passage. Agavulke, the Shlomo Mizalman says, some people have the coupling, and one of the couplings is a wife there also. So he says, could be there. It doesn't have to, it's really a coupling. He wants to see another nation. If the etzim zach is a tachshis, and he's adding this on to the tachshis, the tachshis it is. The tachshis plus. The else could be just a so why by a woman, they're more makel than by a man. The shayla is, will he wear it when it doesn't go? That's the criteria. It's not working, yeah. That's the criteria. That was the bir aloch is raya. A woman could be, could be she's a mile in as a man, so the trial doesn't mean anything. So I think it is the, yeah. No? Okay? Okay, basically. Maybe it would be a problem.
You know, just the six dot
big. The big and there it is. There is to be the hotel. Or the Zaymech and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe that says they live right. They need to help me get in the foot. Yeah. Now, let us go a little further. Loi yente achayet b'macha dat chubale b'vigdoi. We learned the siman already when but we'll just them is b'macha dat chubale b'vigdoi. Loi nago b'kisem shebaoznoi. A carpenter, he had a siman that he's a carpenter. Somehow there was some sort of a splinter or a piece of wood that was ba'oznoi in his ear, or the loy zayrek b'mishicha shebetavoloi. A person who used to comb out wool used to put a type of a strand of wool around his neck. Being yotza poto. So let us again see the Mishnah Berurah. The machet that chum the kolayla im shenaytim they omnis split them in me'ez they omnis name. This was to show their profession. To say some leshuk hedai sheyakilim that people should know what they're capable of doing. Bim yodza kota the ain derech haytah b'kach ela b'yodai. Because normally a person will only carry a machet in his hand. That little woman, that if she writes a lahachiz alatzvay, he wants to advertise to woman, so he will only wear it in that oikon, he will only put it on his lapel when he wants people to know. The new neighbor, he just came in, he wants people to know he's a tailor. So then he'll walk around and put it on his lapel. And the light is sharp on me, but if people know he's a tailor, he'll never put it again on his lapel. But he's a memela, so it's not called derech etzah. But the pasuk of Mechaber Labas Yitches, Kedei Rishayne, B'machat L'kub HaPchub Olai B'bik Dechayim Avulu Kol Odom, that if you have a sewing needle that's stuck in his baggage, everyone is chayim, Jamayi shetchuba babegit b'mokim shedach litchay boy b'chelif walking. They're speaking about that it is in the baggage. That means when he wants to sew, he keeps it in a different place in the baggage, maybe near his pocket. That it should be convenient to take out the needle and stick it back in that place. So there is derech etzah. The can mighty the trouble for mocking Shindach, I trust like the Gamri Bekach, Jack Lo Umin Sheroita La Harish Woman. La Hain Le Mikri Derech Eto, Upota Afilo Umin. The lady brings out Okay, that's bad. Let's just start the next piece. Loyete hazov. Biki shoite la tiloi mizi voso. Now, hazov had a key around the aver that collected the drops of zeven that fell, that when they used to drift. And the reason he did this, the purpose was that his begodim should not get dirty from the zeven. So therefore, he used this kiss to protect his begodim. V'chein isha nido shekesheret beget lefoneho shaloitet blachlech b'dam niduso. If the purpose is that our begodim should not become dirty, and we will see this is not derech levisha, this is worn in an oifel, the sole purpose is that the begodim should not get dirty. And it is not derech levisha. When it is called derech levisha, when it's not called derech levisha, we will learn about this. Asura lotayt boy, that is not derech levisha, so it's also. Unless this is made as a type of a garment. So we will have a garment. A garment is permitted to be worn even though the sole purpose is atzumi mitilim. Aval in kaishalte kidei shalo yichav lo. But if the purpose of this beggar is not that it, our other begodim shouldn't become dirty, they should become stained, but she gets a physical pain when the dam is al besoga umisyabesha, and it dries up and absolute. So then this beggar is protecting her from pain. She gets a physical pain, annoyance, but physical pains. Then it's mutamotes fight. Then it gets a shame malvut. We'll just say one aloha before we don't have time to learn more, but they bring down in the Lapnichon Kerelet the pants that women have nowadays, which they attach to their underpants. So there the heter is, it's mechubel to the underpants, it becomes bottle to the underpants, and that's why there's the. There it is, put up. One, he says it's a lavush, because since it's honest, he's wearing it, I'm Michelle is there. Just like at the Bashi, yes, I can't. What's this?